Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:16. Maybe you're happy with the new normal, 2020 overall, but I'm not happy with the way it are, that's for sure. Did you hear that story Mark just read, Laura, about imagine pilots trying to land 747s at LAX, and they spot a human flying 3,000 feet in the air with a jetpack on. I mean, what is wrong with people?
It's like the movie The Rocketeer.
It's so much more than that, but yeah, I'll buy into that too. I mean, people are just, you feel that they just want to do something different and something weird. Okay, if you're that kind of science guy and you bought yourself a jetpack, maybe you built one yourself, can you please go to like an open field and take off? Don't fly over a busy airport. I mean,
I feel like that's just a recipe for disaster.
You're absolutely right. I mean, Mark read about it. Now, here's what it sounded like.
American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997, okay, thank you. Were they up there, left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, off our altitude.
We just saw the guy pass by us at jetpack.
JetBlue 23, he's caution. Person in a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
Imagine if you were, that pilot's very calm about it. Imagine if you were a passenger in that plane and you look out the window and there said, dude, like, so you just waved to him.
There's something on the wing.
Hey.
Something.
It's like the Twilight Zone rebooted.
Right?
94KX, Tom and Laura. In the morning, news is next. Mark is flying solo in there. He's got no sports guy. Rob, the sports center is off. Mark will cover it all himself. Steve will get the AccuWeather to us. And maybe later in the show, somebody will fly through here in a jetpack. And that'll be great. So that's entertainment at its best.
Where can we procure a jetpack?
I don't know. Are these dudes building their own? Or could you like go to like Sam's Club and buy a jetpack? I'm not sure. I do know one thing.
It raises a lot of questions.
I do know one thing. If you spot a guy in a jetpack, just like if you live like along Route 405 in Lewisburg, and one of them dudes is in that little scooter with the kite above it, whatever they call those things.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up, guys. That's not a UFO. It's a real human, and that's his strange hobby. It has been a weird year, Laura, and the National UFO Reporting Center says sightings are up 51% since the pandemic.
Well, here's why. I'm going to tell you exactly why.
Okay.
I believe in aliens.
So do I.
They're probably here already. They're all leaving.
Maybe they're going home. Yeah, it's like, you know, we can't catch this coronavirus, but
they've decided they've had enough of Earth's shenanigans, and they're out of here.
I mean, they should have taken over D.C. and looked for intelligence life when, you know, when they had a chance. But they didn't. Or maybe there isn't any. They should have stood in front of Walmart and handed out masks. But no, they didn't. So you know what? Just go home. Just go home. You didn't do us any good. Wow. I just wanted to play the UFO music.
You can play it again if you want to.
All right. UFO sightings are up 51% since the pandemic. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:47. Good morning. COVID college. That's what we're gonna start a new phrase here. Colleges, man, they're all over the map as far as how they're handling it. I was talking to some friends yesterday in Lewisburg. They said, hooray for Bucknell. They're putting a lid on it. The students might not be happy, but the university is really doing a great job. So there you go.
They put some safety parameters in place. And, you know, President Brovman, I'm an alumni of Bucknell. He put out a statement and was like, yo, quit partying. You better stay in your rooms. You better follow the procedures or else I'm shutting it down.
Yeah, and they rented a hotel, whereas if you test positive, you're quarantined over there or
there
go home.
Is.
Or go home. There's your pick. All right? Meanwhile, state universities, you heard Mark talking about it. Lock Haven is a hot mess now. They're going online because everybody was partying. Bloomsburg is a hot mess right now. And all I keep thinking of is, why didn't they do fall sports? They didn't do fall sports because they didn't want to spread the COVID. So what do you do when you don't do sports? Anybody?
Yeah, you party.
Yeah, and you get the COVID anyway. So the state universities are a hot mess. Locally, in the secondary schools, I feel bad for Mount Carmel. They're going online now with 4 COVID cases. So,
I do, too.
Hang in there, Red Tornadoes. Closer to home, I guess everybody seems to be okay so far. I've heard nothing else besides the Mount Carmel situation. So wear a mask and social distance and do all that stuff that we've been talking about.
Yeah, we
about.
Just have to keep up with the hand washing and the sanitation measures and just everybody just try to do their best. That's all we can ask, you know?
Just follow the rules. We'll get through this together. Or we all go home and study at the kitchen table.
Kind of like what I'm doing right now. That's cool.
There you go. Tom and Laura in the morning with news coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. A lot of layoffs all across the country. A lot of, what are we calling them, furloughs because of the pandemic. Some people coming back, some choosing not to come back, and some people just not coming back. It's unfortunate. I was reading a story about a vice president. Now, you think about this, Laura. A VP of an ad agency in New Jersey. So this is not only close to home, but it's like this guy sells advertising.
Okay, sure.
He lost his job because of downsizing during the pandemic. He just decided to just start mowing lawns for free. I mean, in New Jersey. That's
awesome.
It's weird, but it is awesome. It's weird, but it's cool.
It just feels good. It feels right. I'm just, following my heart.
My wife called up. She said, "You're getting too old to do that. Can't afford to have a come around every couple of weeks."
It's been a really tough stretch the last few months for all of us.
Can I pay you for the gas you used?
Nope. Right now I have a link on the website, iwanttomowyourlawn.com, for gas money donations. It's stressful and just wanted to put some good out there.
So think about it. He's a VP of a company. He had landscapers doing his lawn. He couldn't afford it anymore. So he started doing it himself, and he thought, this isn't too bad. I got the time. So he started mowing his own lawn, and then pretty soon he was mowing the neighbor's lawns. And sometimes they give him gas donations. Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I mean, he could come and do my lawn. That'd be great.
Well, it's quite a trip from Jersey to Healy'sburg, but
that's very true.
He could do it. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:14. A rainy morning. How long has it been since we said that? A rainy morning.
Quite some time. I mean, we've had thunderstorms that have lasted for maybe 4 minutes total.
Yeah, but this is a good soaking rain, much needed.
I hope it lasts all day, honestly. The farmers will be happy. My plants outside will be happy. It'll cool everything off a little bit.
I think it'll be on and off most of the day. Maybe that thunderstorm you talked about later this afternoon, and maybe even a heavy thunder shower this evening. Full forecast details, top and bottom of the hour. So they asked all these pregnant ladies what they crave. And we're thinking, oh, okay, pickles, ice cream, all that kind of stuff. Pizza, No, the answer, the most popular answer, Laura, was nachos.
Nachos. I mean, nachos are delicious.
They are. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. Can that be a local thing? That's why I thought maybe we should ask. Because what if somebody says, I want a Coney dog. I mean, so it's just like, a Coney dog? Well, yeah, Shamokin's finest hot dog. There you go. What if somebody says, get me some Dairy Queen. You got to run to the nearest Dairy Queen in your town. Get there quick. So, ladies, what was your crave food? And do all women have cravings? It says here that they do, even when they don't admit it.
Sometimes I feel like men have more cravings than women.
Good point.
Pregnant or not.
Especially when it's your first baby, you always want to make your wife, really comfortable. So, hey, how about if I go get you pizza? I don't want a pizza. Well, I do. I don't know. That kind of thing. So let us know.
Say, honey, that you wanted pizza?
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I got one anyway.
You know, so let us know. That would be interesting to follow. Birthday buddies.
I'd say people could call up on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
We'll add you to the poll as well. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends, the Quarantunes, are back at it, and they've gone a little bit on the countryside to wear a mask or not.
It was just a mistake. I coughed in your face.
You what?
And sent you to the emergency room.
Oh, no.
I felt really bad. All the good times we had. And then you asked to have me removed.
Well, security will do that, you know.
And I saw the surprise, the fear in your eyes as I pulled on your ventilation tube.
Honey, you okay?
And I toasted you, said, honey, you're through. But me, I'm not gonna change.
Here we go. You got some friends
that don't cover their faces. They don't social distance at the NASCAR races. They're not gonna stay.
Hey, stay 6 feet away.
6 feet away.
Get away from me, man.
No, they're not big on the social graces. They've been banned for life from all the usual places. Oh, I got friends that don't cover their faces.
You need some new friends there, guys.
Friends.
Everybody, cover your faces and don't listen to the Quarantunes. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 747. Flying at you first thing Wednesday. Wednesday at the wash. We'll talk about that coming up. Get ready to wash the car. Maybe not today because it's rainy, but this holiday weekend, Laura, it's looking great.
It looks gorgeous.
I don't want to jinx it, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Labor Day, Tuesday even, looking just great. I'm so excited. So excited.
Even dare I say it, all the way through Wednesday.
Yeah.
It looks good.
I'm part of the Northumberland Community Yard Sale this weekend.
Oh, you
wanna,
okay.
You want to come over on Saturday? It's going to
sure.
be.
Sure.
I hate yard sales, but I'm going to do it because I have a lot of extra stuff I got to get rid of.
Well, and, wait, whoa. What? Can I bring my extra stuff to sell?
Well, we could have the largest yard sale ever. God knows I got the largest yard. It spills into a cornfield that has soy growing in it this year. I think I'll just start putting furniture in the soy.
You have seen my basement.
Yes.
I have stuff to go through.
Yes. It's all day Saturday in Northumberland. And from what I understand, Sunbury is having one the weekend after or something like that. Check the community bulletin boards. But yeah, I'm digging this good weather stuff. I'm going to make a million this weekend.
A million?
The last time I tried it, I made $6 because it rained. That's my point. $6. I mean,
let's shoot for $60. Do you think you make $60 this weekend?
I'm going higher than that, girl. Listen to this. Tom being more optimistic than Laura. This is a rarity. Let's shoot for 60. I'm shooting for several hundred bucks.
All right, you go for it, dude.
And you know how you always get that dude at the yard sale that dickers? I'm not gonna care. You know, I'm just gonna be like, say I have a piece of furniture and it says $50 on it. Guy comes up, I'll give you 20. Done. Get out. I'm not gonna do 40. I'll give you 25, 30. I'll give you, you know, none of that. I'm just gonna.
That's basically how my dad runs a yard sale.
Oh.
My mom puts like prices on everything, and then by the time it's towards the end of the yard sale, and unfortunately in Elysburg, our big yard sale day was canceled this year. It's normally back in May.
Okay.
But by the end of the yard sale, my dad's like, "Just take it. Hey, just take it."
Do you think Len Dog, your dad, affectionately called Len Dog on this show, mm-hmm. do you think mm-hmm. he'd want to come over too? I mean.
That's going to be a hard pass for Len Dog.
Oh,
he does not enjoy the yard sailing.
Well, neither do I, but he and I together, it would be hilarious. I mean.
I think he's just going to take a bike ride this weekend and lay low.
Well, speaking of that, I got a couple of bikes I'm trying to get rid of, too. And one, I'll put a tag on it, $150 or something, and some dude will go, I'll give you $20 for it.
You know what? No, you stick to your guns. Bikes are in high demand right now.
Yes, they are. And so are boats. I wish I had a boat to sell. You know what? Oh, my God. I just thought of this. The guy that's living down the hill from me, he's had this boat laying by his shed forever. You think I could just drag it up on the lawn and put a price tag on it?
Probably.
You'll never notice it. When I'm rolling through my hands, oh. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Post Malone with the tattoos on his face. And they're just, there's something I like about him, but then there's something I don't. It's like,
the best thing.
I don't know.
I've ever seen Post Malone do was that interview with Jimmy Fallon where he took Post Malone to Olive Garden for the first time.
Okay.
It was the funniest thing. The dude had never been there, and he was like, wait, they just give you wine right now? And Jimmy's like, it's a taste, Post Malone. It's a taste. And he's like, wait, we can get wine and salad and breadsticks, and they never stop bringing it? And he was like, yeah, no, it's unlimited. It's unlimited breadsticks. It's unlimited salad. But typically, you order a meal to go along with that. And he was like, no, this is a meal. It was great.
It changed his career. I like the new Doritos commercial where he's eating the Doritos and he's having a suit made, tailor-made, that looks like a Doritos bag, and he puts it on.
Exactly.
Post Malone's cool. Hey, imagine if you went to a tattoo artist today, Laura, and they made a boo-boo. Ah! Yikes!
I've seen some pretty bad oopsies on tattoos.
Oh, you have? Wow. This guy in Virginia posted a video on social media because of his boo-boo.
So y'all think y'all having a bad day? I just went and got this tattoo for $200 and went to realize the dude put it on backwards.
Yo!
So now I can only read it through a mirror and people can't see it.
He had Dream Chaser tattooed on his forearm. And as he said, the dude put it on backwards.
Oh. Wow.
Were you ever driving your car and you look in the rearview mirror and there's an ambulance behind you and it says ambulance and you could read it because it was put on backwards so you could read it in your rearview? And you're like, oh, that's clever. You know, imagine this guy's forearm. He's got to sit in the backseat of the car for the rest of his life and hold up his arm so you can look in the rearview. Dream Chaser. Hey, that's cool, dude.
Way back when, there's this poor girl and I won't say where I know her from.
Right.
Anyway, she got a new tattoo. She was all excited. And she was like, oh, Laura, you'll appreciate it. It's in French, whatever. And I was like, oh, cool. Let me see it. Spelled wrong. Awfully so.
But are you okay with that? Because it's French and nobody gets it anyway. Because think of Dream Chaser backwards. It almost looks like it's Islamic or something. It'd be like, hey, cool tattoo. Who is Rissak Mahird?
Oh, God.
A friend of mine who passed away. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Wow.
I want 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. All right, gadgets. Do you buy a lot of them or no, Laura? You always make your gadgets.
I really enjoy MacGyvering things.
Yes.
So does the husband.
Your dog, MacGyver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But for those of us who get sucked into that TV stuff for a limited time, or use the code word now,
I get sucked in at the fair.
You do not go into the bleachers at the Bloomsburg Fair and buy that stuff.
Love it.
Do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I get sucked into the fair. The Great New York State Fair has more like a building.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a cool circular ice scraper. Have you seen that thing where it's like the cup? Got it at the fair.
Yeah.
I got sucked in.
See, I don't put you as that kind of person, so thanks for owning up to that.
You're welcome.
Because I just walk through those parts of the fair and I just laugh. You know?
I think it's hereditary. My pop-up Washaleski always would buy that crap. He would always get sucked in, like the Sham Wows mop things and the veggie spiralizer, whatever. I think I have that gene.
It sounds like you need a yard sale. Anyway, here's five categories for you. Be careful when buying. For pets, avoid the smart feeders, pet cameras, and automatic litter boxes. The feeders aren't that smart. Security cameras are cheaper and better than pet cameras. And automatic litter boxes often malfunction. Boy, that'd stink.
Ooh. Okay.
Number four, avoid anything for insects, okay? Like essential insect repellents, sticky bug traps, bug zappers. Just use the old-fashioned spray or do like Laura's husband did, make your own. There you go.
Exactly.
There you go. Environmentally safe. Hit number three kind of raised my eyebrows. Keurig coffee makers.
I hate a Keurig.
They either make the best coffee or they make hot brown water. There's no in between. Most of the time, you get the hot brown water. Every other brewing method is better. That's what it says.
They also contribute to the filling up of our landfills with those stupid little cups. Even the inventor of the Keurig K-Cup has gone on record and said that he thinks it was the worst thing he ever created.
Yeah, let's make those little paper cups now. Okay, number two, the air fryers. They're not much better than a regular oven, and if you're hoping for the same taste as deep fried, you're going to be disappointed.
Mm. Oh, now my mother-in-law loves her air fryer.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
See, maybe you're expecting it to taste like deep fried. Well, no, nothing tastes deep fried unless it's deep fried. So come on. But like an oven, maybe? Evidently your mother-in-law thinks it's close to a regular oven. All right. And finally, number one, stop buying Apple chargers and other name brand cables. You can find generic cables that are almost as good and a heck of a lot cheaper.
Oh, that's a true life story right there. You don't need to buy brand name anything when it comes to that stuff. It's all made in the same place.
There China. It is. So we're trying to save you money. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX. It's so what you love to let my God down.
So you love. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. When we don't have a late night soundbite, we have classic comedy.
I got a new job accidentally. Yeah, they say it's hard to find a job these days, but here's what I found out. If you park your car outside of any bar at closing time and leave your car doors unlocked, whether you want to be or not, you're an Uber driver. The problem is we listen to our phones too much. We listen to our phones over people now. This guy got into my car, and I was like, get out of my car. And he's like, but my phone said I should be in your car. Like, it's my car. Get out. He's like, I don't know, my phone said. I get it. I understand why we're all addicted to our phones. My phone is my entire brain now. I can't get anywhere without my phone, because my phone's my maps, right? I can't do math without my phone. My phone's my calculator. I don't know any more phone numbers. If I get arrested and I get one phone call, I'm just prank dialing people at that point. Your refrigerator running? I got nothing. I can either call 911, don't think that's going to help, or I got to hope whoever has the phone number, 867-5309.
94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning. We've all ordered food during this pandemic, and we're all complaining a little bit too much about how it went. 70% of Americans say they've had at least one issue when food is being delivered. You want to hear this wicked list, friends? And if you're part of it...
Let's look at it.
Yeah. Number one, the delivery was late. Ooh, what's late? You order fast food... It's not going to be fast. The guy's got to drive to your house with it. Come on.
Yeah. The problem with delivery right now, too, is so many people are ordering out. Of course, it's going to take a little bit longer. Yeah. I say give the restaurants a break.
Exactly. Number two, I think, should be number one. Some of the items were wrong. Well, that
happens.
That would kind of bug me more than, hey, it's been 20 minutes. Where you been? You know, give the delivery guy some time. Anyway, some of the items wrong, I could get that. Here's one. The food was cold or not fresh.
Kind of goes along with number one. If you're running late, stuff is sitting there. I mean, it just happens.
Yeah. Number four could be very central PA because the driver got lost. Sometimes your GPS in central PA just isn't right.
I blame the mountains and the signal. Sometimes it just bounces off those hills in a weird way.
And then here in central PA, we have streets that end and then they continue over on the other side of the valley.
It's true. Like, yes. So, yeah, wait, where did the other half of that road go? And so, it's on the other side of the creek.
And even our towns, we have like North 2nd Street and South 2nd Street, but they don't connect. like eight blocks later, you're on the south part of the street.
Yeah, that's funny.
And you're like, yeah, so the driver got lost. Sure he did. It's Central PA. Number five, the food never showed up. Well, yeah, that's a complaint.
That's a big complaint. Especially, okay, so you're hungry, you order delivery. They give you a time that it's supposed to be there. It's a little late. And then it's a little later. Now you're hangry.
Yeah.
And you're calling the restaurant to check up on that food. And they're like, oh, well, it's marked that it got there.
Yeah.
And it never arrived.
It got there 20 minutes ago. What are you talking about? I live here. Anyway, and number six, this should be expected during a pandemic. The driver had behavior problems or maybe an attitude problem.
Oh, gosh. Everybody just needs to give everyone else a break.
Perfect. 94KX, Pebbly Poo, going back into the 80s. Yeah, she had the help of Babyface and all that. It sounded pretty much like it. Anyway, giving you the benefit of the doubt, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and think that you won't get your car washed today because it's a rainy day.
No.
However, it is a Wednesday at the wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash, and you can get the deal and save it till tomorrow or this sunny, beautiful weekend.
And the weekend looks gorgeous. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, dare I say it, Monday, sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s, maybe 80. That's when you need to head to our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash. Say hi to Butch and the gang and wash that dirty car.
That's right. You got your, you got your phrase now, so you know what to do, right? The keyword wash to 49330. And you can win a gift card, but you always get a deal if you're just a member of the 94KX Text Club. So it is a Wednesday at the wash, even with the rainy clouds. But wash your car this weekend.
That's right. You wash it good.
K94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, making room for Chad Evans on the way next. All masked up and ready to go. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. What do you got for us today?
You know what? It's a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually really happy for the rain.
Yes, we should be. You are correct. So are the dogs.
The dogs.
I can hear them.
Yes, the dogs were snoozing with the dark skies and the rain all morning this morning, but now they've decided to perk up. Both of them, they're wrestling, enjoying life. MacGyver does not like the rain, though. So
you can hear some of it in the background, friends, but occasionally Laura and I have cameras set up so we can see. And are you going to be able to finish the show? These guys are getting rowdy.
They are getting rowdy. It'll be okay. My thought for the day on this rainy Wednesday is, when life gives you rainy days, wear cute boots and go jump in some puddles.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.